Lord, let's unite our hearts in prayer. Lord, we have assembled in thy house in this evening, and we thank thee for this moment that thy word is before us, and we call upon thee, O Lord, that thy presence would fill each of our hearts, and that we would feel thy nearness, thy power, and that we would, Lord, be renewed through thy word. And we pray, O Lord, that thy spirit would lead each of us in this evening, and that thou, Lord, would also lead the thoughts that are will be conveyed, and the word that we read, that it would be blessed upon each of our hearts. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Difference for this evening's reading and meditation. Let's turn and read with God's help from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. And we'll begin with verse 25 through 37. Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Ljubezni želim da se pročita iz Evanđelja po Luci, 10. glava, početak od 25. broja do 37. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. May God bless our reading, and let us kneel before our Lord in prayer.
Our gracious God, our Father in heaven, what a privilege it is to be here in thine house in this evening hour. Father, we are so blessed, and we give thee thanks, Father, for this that thou dost do for us. Father, we thank thee, Lord, that thou hast made it possible, Lord, that we have the health and the means and the opportunity to assemble ourselves round about thy word, Lord, to know that we can come here freely of our own will and not be disturbed, and know that thy word will be brought forth and it will be applicable, it will be of relevance. And Father, for this we do give thee thanks. And so we pray thee that the power of thy Spirit might be in our hearts and in our minds, Lord, that as the Holy Spirit, Father, would bring forth a message in this evening through our brother, Lord, that we would be attentive, Lord, that we would redeem this time, that we would use it wisely, and that we would pay attention, and that we would listen, and that we would absorb, and then put into practice, Father, these things that we would hear. Father, that for we know that when we do these things that are written here in thy word, that we will have life. And so, Father, for all the gifts of life that thou hast given unto us, we give thee thanks. Father, for our health and for food and clothing, for a free country, for the abundance and for safety and freedom and all these things, Father, we do give Thee our heartfelt thanks for each and every one of them, knowing that they are all blessings and gifts from Thee. But Father, for the gift of life through Thy Son, our Lord and our Savior, we do give Thee our utmost thanks. We recognize that we have not deserved it. We have not done nothing good of ourselves, Father, but Thou in Thy love hast sent Thy Son in mercy here below that we might have life and that more abundantly. And so, Father, we would pray, Lord, that we would live lives that would glorify Thee, that would magnify Thy name, that would reveal Jesus Christ, that would reflect the fruit of the Spirit. Father, that Thou wouldst be magnified and that Thou wouldst then work in us and that we might experience even heaven while we are here on this earth. And so we just give Thee thanks, Father, for all these things. Father, yet we live in a cursed earth, and we know that many have great trials and great troubles in this life. Father, we would lift up each and every one. Father, whatever the struggle or whatever the trial might be, and whatever the intensity might be of those troubles, Father, we just pray Thee, knowing that Thou art in all and above all and through all. Lord, we know that Thou canst provide throughout whatever circumstance of life that we would go through. And so we just give Thee thanks that we can put our faith in Thee, even in that. And so, Father, we would also pray for those who know Thee not, Lord, that as they would hear Thy word and as they would come to church, and, Father, that they would recognize their sinful state and that they would recognize that there is a Savior who loves them and who bled and died and became that sacrifice for them, Lord. And so we just pray Thee that as we have been redeemed, Lord, that they would come to a faith and an obedience and a submission unto Thee, and that they also might be redeemed. And so, Father, our prayer could go on for many, many things. Father, we just pray and lift up everyone that is gathered here this evening hour, Lord, that we would be blessed by Thee and that we can go home from here thinking and saying in our hearts that it was good that we were in Thy house this evening. So we give Thee thanks, we give Thee praise, and we give it all unto Thee through the blessed name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear ones, the reading of the Good Samaritan is the parable of the Good Samaritan is the heading in the Bible in front of me here brings out this passage is really a passage that is so familiar that I believe it actually felt to me like it's so simple that I've lost its true meaning. That it's so the lesson is so simple that we just take it as, well, we're just supposed to do good. And I believe that we can lose the core of what Jesus is teaching here in this passage of Scripture that we have read. We know that there's a man, a lawyer. This isn't a civil lawyer. This isn't a criminal lawyer. This is a student of the law. This is one who taught. This is one who knew the scriptures, the prophets. He knew them. This was his life. This was his study. This is what he did. And he came to Jesus like many did before him and after him, who were seeking to, it tells us another portion of Scripture, they sought to catch Jesus in his words, something that they can accuse him of so that they could crucify him with, an accusation that they don't have to make up, but actually have something. So it tells us that he tempted him. And through that, we know that his motive is not pure. He's not looking for truth. He feels he owns truth. He knows it. And he didn't realize that he's standing in front of truth. And he asks him, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life. He's asking life himself, his creator, what should I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus gives him an answer that causes him to really give an answer to him to his own question. He says, basically saying, you know the law. You're a lawyer. You're the one who teaches. So you tell me, what is written? How do you read this? How do you understand the very question that you asked me? What would you answer? And he answered, he took two portions of Scripture and he put them together. And it is in these two portions of the law that we see that Jesus himself earlier has said that the law and the prophets hang on this. This is the entirety of the law. And the answer was, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And this man, when he answered this, Jesus gives him an answer. You have answered right. He says, thou hast answered correctly. And so he tells him, do this. This do. And thou shalt live. You want to know what you need to do to inherit life. You've answered it. I'm just telling you now, do that. And so this had to prick this man's heart. And so he knew at that moment when Jesus told him, do this, he knew he was guilty. He knew he didn't fulfill the law like he just read that it must be done. And so now he wants to justify himself. So he says, okay, now you tell me then who is my neighbor. Give me your description of what my neighbor is. So Jesus goes and he tells him this story. The story of a man who is traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, and we understand it to be a very dangerous road. We understand it to be a very winding and steep road, and it was a place where robbers would hide. Apparently could do that very easily. It wasn't a crowded road, so they were able to prey upon people to rob them. And it tells us that thieves fell upon this man. They stripped him of his raiments. They wounded him. And then left him, and they left him half dead. So not only did they rob him, they beat him. And they continually beat him until they left him half dead. He needed help. And by a chance, here comes a priest. And now one would think, as we read this story, oh, good. Here's someone who knows sacrifices, who performs sacrifices, who knows the law, who he's coming. By chance, and what a chance that is, this man's going to come by and he's going to help this man that is half dead, naked, lost everything that he had. And it just tells us that he saw him. He didn't not see him, he saw him. He knew who he was. And he passed by on the other side. And so here comes a Levite. And we would think, well, Levite, he doesn't come from the a priestly family, from the priestly lineage of Aaron, but he comes from Levi. And Levites were those who also assisted in the temple and did the task that the priests didn't do that they gave to the Levites to do. And so here is someone else who is very, very well acquainted with sacrifice and mercy, and this man is going to help for sure. And he comes And it says, and he came and he looked on him. And he looked. So he saw him just like the first one did. And he did what the other one did, and he passed by on the other side. And so two men who knew the law, who taught the law, who showed the people what the law says, they dismissed it. And somehow in their minds, they must have justified whatever they did. And they left. And they left this man half dead. Half dead, meaning he's probably going to continue to get worse if he doesn't get help, and he's going to die. Life and death, and they chose to ignore him. And Jesus then says, now this man that is on the side of the road, he's just another Jew. And we know that the Pharisees, the scribes, the lawyers, the priests, they only liked themselves. They hated Samaritans for sure. All Jews did, but they didn't even like the Jews. The regular Jews, they didn't even like them. They were the elitists. They were the ones who knew everything. They kept in their own circles, and here they looked upon a fellow Jew as nothing. Not worthy of their time. And so here comes a certain Samaritan, and he's journeying the same road, and he comes where this man was, and he saw him, just like the other saw him, but it says he had compassion on him. And so it tells us what he did. He went to him. He bound up his wounds. He poured oil and wine to treat his wounds, to help him. He wrapped him up, bound him, his wounds, wound up, and he put him on his own animal that he had with him, put him on his own animal, and he took him to an inn. And it says, and he took care of him. So he took him to the inn, and he didn't just leave him there. He continued to take care of him, and he took care of him all night. Because it says, on the morrow, when he departed, that means he was taking care of him all night, tending to his wounds. And the next day he leaves, but before he leaves, he takes out 2 pence, and he gives them to the host, and he tells him, take care of him. And whatever you spend that is more than this, I'm going to come back and I'm going to pay you. So he opened himself up completely to this host. This host could tell him later, hey, you owe me 5 more pence. He didn't care. He says, take care of him. And when I come back, I'm going to pay you. He opened himself up when he went to help this man. He opened himself for possibility of himself getting robbed. Maybe that was a decoy. But it tells us here that he went and he helped him. And who did this? And I believe this is, dear ones, if we look at it, who did this is, I believe, where we really can find Jesus is teaching us. Because if I look at this parable, I look at, you know, there's a lot of compassionate people. People who would see someone in a mess and quickly react and help him. And they may not know the Lord. And so, what is the Lord teaching us here? That only if you help someone, that you are now you have eternal life. Because that would leave us to think that we can do what this lawyer is asking. What do I need to do? What do I do? And it's not what you're going to do. Because if you're counting on what you're going to do, then you're counting on relying upon your own works, something that you can do to inherit eternal life. But the answer was, love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, heart, soul, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, do that. Because when you do that, this follows. And what is it this follows? We have to keep in mind this was a Samaritan. This was an enemy. The man that was laying on the road was an enemy of the Samaritan. They hated each other. We don't have to look too far to find that the disciples of Jesus, as they were being taught by him, wanted to bring down fire upon the Samaritans. They hated them. These were enemies. These were those who, when the northern kingdom was occupied, they had intermarried. They were traitors, deserters. They hindered in the rebuilding of the temple, and they were hated by the Jews. Common enemies between each other. And so, who did this Samaritan help? He helped his enemy. This wasn't a fellow Samaritan. This was an enemy of his that he took and bound, poured his oil and wine in his wounds, bound the wounds, put him on his animal, took him to the inn, spent the night with him, gave the host money. This is a description of sacrifice. This is a description of a love that knows no limits. Towards who? His enemy. And then he asked the man, he goes, who of these three do you think was the neighbor that you asked me to describe? What is the who is my neighbor? So he asked him, who is his neighbor? And he simply says, he that showed mercy on him. It doesn't take a lawyer, a Bible scholar, to understand what Jesus taught here. And he simply told them, go and do likewise. Don't fall upon your own merits, what you're going to do, what you're doing even. And when we think about this, dear ones, what this man did, I know all of us here would have no problem doing for someone we love. If that's one of us that are on this road, beaten up, left half dead, and another one of us comes across him, we would do the same thing. It's someone that we love. It's someone who we want to be spent for. It's someone that we would do that for our children. We would do that for our brothers and sisters in the flesh. We would do it for one another, friends, brothers and sisters in faith. We would do that. I'm confident. And what would we have from that? Is that a compassion that we would be considered that we have compassion? That's a normal thing to have when we love someone. But when you see an enemy, we heard not that long ago an example, I don't know the exact details, but someone was taken a prisoner, and his persecutor or the one who had captured him, it was a Christian that he was taken to his death. He fell into a position where he was ready to lose his life, and this prisoner saved his life. And later, he lost his life to the same man, his enemy. He helped him. Well, Jesus is telling us this story of the very same thing. He said this Samaritan looked upon his enemy and had compassion on him. And so, dear ones, when we read about the love that we are to have for our Lord and our neighbor as ourself, we know that every one of us who would be in this position, lying half dead, beaten up, wounded, I mean, those are gaping wounds. He had to pour oil and wine in them, and he had to wrap them. He had to do that because there were open wounds, life-threatening. That if that was us, we would readily accept help from anyone. But the one who gave the help was an enemy. And so, dear ones, the man is asking, who is my neighbor? And the Lord has given him a story to show him that he himself is not a neighbor. This lawyer is not a neighbor. Because he's not willing to do this. And the story ends abruptly right there. Jesus gave him instructions, go and do likewise. I can picture this ending like this, and the man rattled, but not willing to change. Perhaps dismissing. And when we consider love and what the Lord is asking here, we can read it in in Micah 6:6, 6:6, 7, and 8, it says, Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? The priest did that. The priest did that. The Levite did that. He says, shall I come with that before the high God? These are sacrifices that the Levite and the priest knew, and his lawyer knew. And they did this. Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He says, He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. The priest, the Levite, and the lawyer listening to the story knew. And they participated in all of these sacrifices. And they came to the Most High, God, before him. And God, the Most High, rejected those offerings. Why? Because they couldn't love their enemy, which meant that they didn't love God, which meant that they broke the law. They weren't keepers of the law, which means that they were lost. The Levite, the priest, and this lawyer who's here in this story are lost. They are in sin. They are in death. And lawyer is asking, what do I need to do for eternal life? And the answer is exactly as he said. But the problem was, he didn't even love the way he said that he's supposed to love. We can read that the common man, the common Jew, was used and abused by the priests, the lawyers, the scribes. They were abused by them. They couldn't love them. They were too good for them. How are they going to love an enemy then? When you become a respecter of persons, how can you love an enemy? And dear ones, as I read this story, you know, I have to put myself in this story. And as the man getting beaten up, and what would I hope would happen? A fellow Christian to come by. And he did. And he looked at me and walked away. Oh, here comes another one. Here comes another one. And he looked at me and he walked away. And here comes an enemy. This guy is probably going to beat me some more. But no, he stoops down. He tends to my wounds, making me feel better immediately. Loads me on his horse or donkey, whatever the beast was, and he takes me and stays with me all night long. And this is someone who is an enemy of mine, who doesn't love me. This is a story that Jesus told, that enemies don't exist in service for the Lord. One who hates me is not one that I hate back, is not one that I dismiss, is not one that I don't do anything bad to him and think I am fulfilling the law. Because that's what man likes to change that law of God, where the law says, do good to those who use you. Love your enemy. And man will change that and feel that he's fulfilling the law by simply, I won't do anything bad to him because I don't want anything bad to be done to me. That's what this priest did and this Levite. They didn't do anything bad to him. But Jesus showed that they didn't know him. They didn't know God. They were lost. And so Jesus is calling us to a high, high plane of living. In the way that we love. By this story, brothers and sisters, we can see the answer is not, oh, I messed up. I should have helped him. Oh, well, next time. No. What should jar us is the fact that Jesus is showing me I don't love him. I don't love my Lord. Because if I loved him, I could never, never have thought of doing this to my enemy. We have to keep in mind, this is my enemy, the one who does not wish me well. That Jew that was beat up was an enemy of the Samaritan. The disciples of Jesus wanted to bring down fire from heaven upon the Samaritans. We can read it says that the Jews accused Jesus of this. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan? That's not a endearing word. Don't we say it well when we say that you're a Samaritan, they tell Jesus? And on top of that, you have a devil. They picked a Samaritan. They're enemies. That's who you are. And you got a devil too. Don't we say it right? So now we see who this man is that helped this Jew. He was his enemy. Which one of these was a neighbor? Now, we have to keep in mind here, he says, which one was a neighbor? Not who is my neighbor, am I a neighbor? Am I being a neighbor? And he said, the one that showed mercy, the Samaritan. He couldn't say differently. Go and do thou likewise. I don't need the Levites' sacrifices. I don't need the priest's sacrifices. I don't need you today. You know, we could fall into that. We can fall into that very easily today and say, well, I'm going to give, and I'm going to feel good. I'm going to give a little bit, maybe a tenth, if I want to follow the law. And just to be safe, I want to give a tenth. Because, you know, it's still connected with something, with the law of God. I give my tenth and my tithe. And I did good. Yeah, you did good. It's good. But it doesn't show you as being a neighbor. It doesn't. Being a neighbor is one who is willing to have and practice a love that is limitless. He told the man, whatever you spend, I will repay you. See to it that this man gets help. I've done as much as I could. I'll pay you. My reading is, he gave him the last 2 pence that he had with him. Or maybe that was such a great amount. I didn't break it down how much that is, but it must have been enough to take care of him for a long time. Or whatever the case might be, he said, there's no limit to what I've done here. I will continue to give for this man's welfare. And so what is our, do we have that feel good giving? It's easy to give to your neighbor, someone you love, to a friend. That's easy. Those are someone that we love. Give now to someone who hates you. He's in need. He's broken. He needs help. That's what he deserves. Now he's going to learn. That's human nature. That's not knowing who God is at all. That's calling ourselves servants of the Most High, but we're coming to him with calves and our tithes, and he's saying, you know what the law says. Love mercy. Do justly. Love God. Love your neighbor. This is the law and the prophets. Be willing to be spent for those who use you. This is the Sermon on the Mount. There was, if we can't think of what's a good portion of Scripture to read quickly, when we have to read, just read the Sermon on the Mount over and over and over and over. We will see throughout that sermon, this exact parable that Jesus spoke to this man. Today, the Good Samaritan is taken as, you know, there's Good Samaritan groups and set up where, you know, you go and you give to them and then they help others and so on. That's all good. It's all good. It's not evil. It's good. And we can give to that and still be lost. That's the point. That's the point that Jesus is making here. We have to love our enemies. We can't do that. What that man should have done at that moment when he said, do this and thou shalt live, he should have fallen upon his knees and said, help me, Lord. I can't do this. I am guilty. Because when I read this, dear ones, I ask myself, could I do this to someone who hates me? And the answer is no. The answer is no, I can't. But God in me can. But I have to love him. Because only when I love him in the way that we read that we are to love him, the way that the law teaches us to love him, if I love him where I am given over to him, I've submitted my life to him, then and only then can I love like he loved. Because it's his love that is in me. And then this story of the Good Samaritan, this story then whether it happened or not in my life, that this actually happened where I was able to help an enemy, doesn't really matter in that day of judgment. Because God knows that if my love was such for him, that he knows if that opportunity ever came up, my servant surely would have done that very same deed. Because his love for me is that pure. I know. Who knows that? God knows that. So, dear ones, we all have different courses in our life. Some will give their life for the Lord. That doesn't mean that if you or I die a natural death, that someone did something greater than we did. Because the Lord knows our capacity, and he knows that if my love is such for him, that if I had let's call it an opportunity. Because the greatest thing that one can do is lay down his life for his friends. That I would have done it. The Lord knows. So the only thing we need to ask ourselves then is, do I love the Lord with all my heart, my soul, my mind, all my strength, everything? Do I love him that much? Because if I did, I would love my neighbor the same way. I would love my enemy the same way. The same way. No less. No less. May God help us to love him like that. We can't do it on our own. We have to ask for that from on high. And he will fill us with his love if we ask it in sincerity, nothing wavering, willing to give up everything so that we can have that love burning within us. Amen.